According to Integrity Florida, a government watchdog group, there were more public corruption convictions in Florida between 2000 and 2010 than in any other state in the country. These cases didn't come from Tallahassee, but city officials decided to get ahead of the issue. Martha Barnett, chair of the city's ethics advisory panel, describes their approach as constructive.
We wanted to assess where we were, reaffirm the policies, or say this is good, but you ought to think about adding or enhancing it.
One suggestion they are offering is the creation of an ethics officer. This official would advise city commissioners and be a part of the city's staff of senior-level appointees. Critics question whether the officer can remain independent as an appointee, but agree the post would be beneficial. The panel will offer its recommendations at the regular city commission meeting on July 10th. For WFSU-FM, I'm Nick Evans.